Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. This is awfully early for you, isn't it?
Oh, no, I'm an early riser. I love the morning.
Really? You don't think of performers as liking early mornings since they're usually up late.
Well, the road's a little bit different.
Yeah.
But Maren, I usually wake up before Maren and make coffee, so I'm the morning person in the relationship.
I guess somebody has to be, right, to balance things out.
There you go.
I love the mornings, too. I'm right there with you because I get most of my stuff done in the morning and then crash and burn at night.
I definitely stay up later now that I'm with her, but then so I get less sleep, but the morning is definitely my time to like think and make some coffee and spend some time with the dog.
When the baby comes, that's going to be great too, because she can just pass the baby right off to you.
Yeah, we're going to figure that out. That's for sure. We're really excited about it, and it's been fun to plan, and we're going to definitely have to figure out how to take care of this kid.
That's the thing. There's no instruction video that comes with them.
We're working on getting a bus for it so that we can take it on the road, so it's going to be a really exciting time.
Yeah, it sure is. Life is about to change big time, but all in good ways. What major transformations in your life just in the past few years? I mean, think about where you were like maybe 5-6 years ago compared to now. It's a whole different ball game, right?
Yeah, well, I started out as a songwriter in Nashville, and it's been a really fun like transition to like be still writing songs for other artists, but also, I don't know, I get to have my own name and voice on the radio. I think there's a lot of, I look at what I do as like a left shoe and a right shoe. I can't imagine not one or the other. So now we're having a kid. It really is. It's been a lot. This has been a really fun 2019 was a really amazing year, and there were a lot of changes. This year is going to be even better.
And in 2019, we got to have you, Ryan Hurd, on stage at our Country 102.5 Street Party. Did you have a good time or what?
Man, what an amazing, amazing. I've had so many people tell me about it, but there's really no way to know exactly what you're walking into until you play it. I've never seen that many people at a radio event, and just having Fenway Park right there and the House of Blues on the road. Man, what a, truly, I still talk about that day.
Just a cool vibe.
It's kind of hard to describe how
it's cool it is. For us, too. I mean, when you look down at all of the listeners in the street, from it looks like a mile down the road when you're toward the stage. But, wow, it's pretty impressive. And it doesn't matter if they can't see. They just sing along anyway.
Isn't it amazing how much Boston loves country music? I mean, it's truly something that I think that it's such a relentless market. It's the people there love these songs and music. Excited and blessed to be able to play there this year for the second time.
And here we go, 2020 with Ryan Hurd. Paradise Rock Club, March 6th.
Yeah, Platonic Tour. This is our headline tour, and after Street Party. I mean, what an amazing group of country music lovers. And I mean, those tickets are going fast.
Oh, wow. So everyone needs to get them before they're gone to see Ryan Hurd at the Paradise.
Yeah, we almost sold it out last time. Hopefully we do this time. And yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Oh, I have another congratulations for you. To a T was number one here in Boston just recently on my top 25 countdown.
Was it really?
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
You see that? We got you, Ryan.
That's a huge deal. Thank you.
No, thank you. Keep the good music coming. More accolades. I just saw your post congratulating Lady Antebellum for What If I Never Get Over You going number one, which you co-wrote.
Yeah, so you still get to write songs for other artists, and that's a really special one. I never really imagined that tune going on the radio or anybody recording it. So to have it be a number one hit, that's so special.
Did they come to you about the song, or did you pitch it? How does that work?
Well, that was one I wrote with some friends, and we just pitched it. I think went through Charles and Dave and Hillary's label, and Charles heard it hold, and a couple other people actually held it too, and Charles kind of put his foot down and said, we're going to record this. And I don't exactly know how they went about choosing a single out of those songs. They don't need any, obviously Lady Antebellum doesn't need any help writing for their albums. They're all incredible songwriters. So we're just really lucky they picked this one, and they made it just so powerful, and I love the recording.
What's the feeling like, the difference between writing a hit for somebody and having your own?
When you're the writer, you can sort of sit back and watch it kind of trickle off the charts and just enjoy it. But when you're the artist, you have to go out there and play those parties. It's a hustle, and there's a lot, you know, you have more people, your band, and more people that are depending on you. When you're the writer, you sort of just sit back and sort of enjoy it. But The difference is you have a lot more control when you're the artist. I kind of enjoy getting to wear both hats. I just really like having that outlet to still write and, you know, see at the Paradise Rock Club and having them sing it back. I mean, there's nothing like that. That's that makes cool. It all worth it.
Right. That must be the ultimate feeling. Like knowing when you hear your song on the radio for the first time. That must be just chills up and down.
Honestly, you guys were one of the first stations in the whole country to play me.
Look at how smart we are.
You guys, I mean, you played to a T the first week that it came out. You guys played Diamond Steelers, people in Boston.
We know good stuff when we hear it.
But the reason they know who I am is because of you guys. So thank you very much.
Oh, I love that. You're so welcome. We're so happy for your career and your personal life. All the beautiful pictures of Maren showing off that gorgeous baby bump. And,
isn't that fun?
It is fun. You know, it's like you get to see your little human being growing and cooking and sharing it with us.
Yeah, we just got back from Colorado. She couldn't speak, but she had so much fun just like being in the snow and taking some photos with friends. And I don't know, it's really fun to watch this kid grow. It's really exciting.
So much exciting stuff going on for you, Ryan Hurd. And we will see you March 6th, Paradise Rock Club. We'll be there.
I cannot wait. March 6th.
And we'll bring the noise.
Thank you very much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.